from San Francisco, this is The Patio. Hey, welcome to The Patio for June 15th, 2013. This is my personal podcast with no set schedule, an outlet for new and old poems, archive material, experimental music, my personal soapbox, etc. I haven't whipped up any experimental music this time, though I have updated the intro, obviously, using a free background clip I came across recently. Foghorn sounds recorded near the Golden Gate Bridge by a cat named Will Stanton back in 2008 and added to a simple rhythm made on my hammerhead beatbox. I have a little summer downtime now since the spring semester at City College of San Francisco is done, and I got through EKG 101 with an A. And this month, I actually have time to sit back and rest my legs. No more curfew or long days spent walking and standing or jumping through excessive hoops within the system. Just regular ones, like at my SRO. Oh yeah, my first 32 days here were essentially knucklehead probation. If you could refrain from acting like a jackass for a month, then you don't get kicked back to the homeless shelters. Hey, piece of cake. I'm also free of scheduling my time around the library. Last week's Surf Music Podzine had me walking up to the library to upload the show on Thursday afternoon. Walking up to the library is not that bad. I mean, the Mission District is just south of essentially what's downtown. The library is at like the southern end of downtown, and it's like a 15-minute walk, which ain't bad. But for this week's show, I tried out the free Wi-Fi that's on my block and uploaded the show files on Thursday night, the way I used to do it back in L.A. After a year of going through major hassles just to produce Sundown Lounge, that was a big relief. And now I just need to replace my headset, which stood up well after the 9-month beating it took. Well, anyway, the fall term starts in August. I got a yoga mat, and I'm beginning a short exercise regimen combining the yoga postures called the Five Tibetans, along with a few Qigong exercises and basic push-ups to help recharge my batteries. A year in the homeless shelters really wore me down, and I really feel it in my legs more than anywhere else. Recently on Facebook, a question came up about the Erzuli Freda poetry CD I produced in 2005, shortly before I began podcasting. The background music came from a composition program I discovered called Poodles and Flan Part 1. I don't remember the name of the guy who created it. He's Norwegian or Scandinavian. And it's almost completely disappeared from the net. But it's a complicated program using all the elements of orchestral composition to create short pieces. I was lucky enough to stumble across a few excellent combinations of elements to go along with the poems I picked for the CD. But not long after I finished the project and was burning CD copies, the hard drive on the old desktop I was using crashed, and the original composition files were lost. I mean, the next desktop I got, I couldn't access the hard drive, so I had to get another hard drive. That's why I didn't do a follow-up. Well, plus the fact that I couldn't find the program again, or I wasn't looking for it. Sometime last year, I managed to find the program again. But, hey, I'm starting from scratch here. I still have those old hard drives. And I got a USB transfer doohickey that lets me access them. So I'm going to go through them to see if I can actually access the hard drives. And if I can, we'll see if I can salvage anything. Oh yeah, one last piddly personal thing going on. My dreadlocks are 15 and a half years old as of the end of this month. I'm no longer letting them just grow all out, or I'd be sitting on the ends right now. Anyway, with the local prejudice against old black men with locks, or any long hair for that matter, this city is chock full of trust fund yuppies in skinny jeans, neo crew cuts, and drab colors. Ooh, really? I'm gonna trim the locks to below the shoulders, or just long enough to cover my breasticles if I sweep them all to the front. But now, I'm not doing this to be more acceptable. Hell, I could cut it all off and go bald-headed, and the damn overprivileged yuppies around here who've invaded the Mission District would still look at me like I don't belong here. Liberal multicultural bastion, my ass. Gentrification attitudes are no different here and now than they were in Chicago on the north side 30 years ago. Still, it's better being seen as a threat than comic relief for some punk-ass kids, I suppose. Anyway, that's enough of my personal crap for now. If I decided to add some background noise, check the show notes for credits. Alright, I'm Larry, and this is The Patio from San Francisco.